Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Dalet, 14 lines in the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah that stated, Ha'ish Mekadosh's Bita, Kshi Naira, Bayu Vishluchai, that a man could be Mekadosh's daughter while she's Naira, and he could do it by himself, or he could do so through a Shliach. And our Gemara begins, Tanan Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtes Gittin, on Daf Samach Dalet, that regarding a din of Gittin, Naira Murasa, he Vavia Mekabalan's Gita, that if there's Naira who is Mekudeshes, then either she or her father could be Mekabal or get. And Rabbi Huda states, there is no case where you can have two people that have the koyach to be mekabel or get, and only one person has the right to be mekabel or get, and therefore by a naira merasa, only her father has the right to be mekabel or get. And Rashi explains that Tanakama holds he shari gdoili, the naira could accept her own get because she's a gdoila. Rashi continues, and her father also has the right to accept her get. And since we know that a father can be mekabel kedushin for his daughter that's a naira, the iskas yisir l'avaya, and therefore we learn based on the pasuk v'yatzav ha'isa that we compare the din of gittin to the din of kedushin. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds that either she or her father could be mekabel or get. And let's skip the next few words of Rashi, and we'll get back to that a little bit later. And Rashi continued v'dafkam and erisin, and the only time that we said her father could be mekabel or get is only while she's still an arusa av minasuyin, but once she is married, he v'le'avia, and only the naira would have the right to accept her get and not her father. The Mishnah says in Levia Rishusba, because once a girl gets married and has chuppah, then her father no longer has any rishus in her and doesn't have any right to accept her get. Before we continue, Rashi in Dibur Maschil Nayim Rasa states that Hu Adin L'Ktana, that the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is referring to Ktana as well, behind the Pilgrim Benayra, and the reason why the Mishnah brings machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Huda, but the Gay and Naira is Ladir HaKeichet Rabbi Huda, is to teach us the strength of Rabbi Huda, who holds that even though this girl is a Naira, she's still cannot accept her get, and only her father has a right to accept her get. However, Rashi says to himself four lines from where it gets wide, and Rashi says, "V'dafka naira avoktana aviyav lohi." And the only time this machlekes is benegeya naira. However, benegeya ktana, even the Tanakam would agree that only her father could accept her get, and not the ktana. And Ayin and Tesis, where he brings down that Rashi actually was chayza, and the original part of Rashi is the correct version of Rashi that naim rasa who hadin ktana behind the pligi benaira ledicha koyched Rabbi Huda, and Ayin in the Bach, who actually takes out these words of Adafka Naira, Avokana, Viavalahi, as he states, Zel Mashapirish Rashi, Koidim Chazara, Varishin Hu, La'ach Chazara, and originally when Rashi said, Hu Adin L'Ktana, that is after he was Chayza, Rashi Lemaisa would agree to Taisis that once Ktana is Yedea Lishma Skita, then at that point she could accept her get. And just to point out, even though according to the Tanakhama, it's Mashma, that a Naira or her father have the right to accept her get, and it seems that a Naira is not taller in her father, however, the Taisis Rashi explains, based on the Gemara that we'll have a bit later, that the only reason why the Naira could accept her get is only based on the power that a father has. And as we will see in the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that the Gemara will have the Shaila, if when a Naira accepts her get, is it that we consider her to be the Yad of her father, or is it Mitam Shlichus, and she's considered the Shliach of her father? Our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, V'chol she'ein yechol lishma eskita, ein yechol liskarish, that if there's a girl who can't guard her get, then it doesn't make a difference if she's a Ktana or a Naira, or even a Gdaila, then she cannot be divorced. She wouldn't even be able to be divorced to her father. And there are three reasons given, either based on the pasuk of Vinasim Biyada, and she doesn't have a yad, or because it's the pasuk says, Vishilchun Besai, and it has to be Mishu Meshach Be'in Chazeres, or it's a Dinrabanan, Shalai Naguba Minakhefka, that we're concerned that if you go and divorce such a woman, then she'll be Noyig Minakhefka, but Midurisa this get would be valid. And Ayin Rashi, who states, Afidla Hidea Via, Da Shoytihi, Vermei Bitzchak, Vishilchun Besai, Mishu Meshach Be'in Chazeres, Yatzuzu, Shemeshachal v'chayzeres, and this is a Gemara in Masechtas Yavamis. However, Ayin and Taisis, as well as in other Rishonim, who argue in Rashi, and they hold that, of course, if a father accepts a get for his daughter that's a Ktano or Naira, even if she is not Yedei Lishma Skita, he will stay in her place, and he will be Yedei Lishma Skita, and make sure that she's Meshalechas v'in chayzeres, and therefore the get would be valid. And our Gemara now continues that we just saw machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Huda as to a Naira Murasa and as to Kabbalah Saget. And the Gemara will now discuss what the din would be b'negei kedushin. And keep in mind that although the Gemara will now be discussing what the din is regarding kedushin, however, certainly l'kulei alma, a ktana doesn't have a yad to be mekabel her own kedushin. And at least on the raisadika level, the only one that could be mekabel kedushin on behalf of a ktana is a father, and a ktana can never be mekudeshes midiraisa based on her accepting kedushin. And our Gemara now states, Amrish Lakish, the Rish Lakish holds k'machlekes l'geirushin, k'ach machlekes l'kedushin, that just like we have machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, but Geir Gerushin, the same machlekes applies to Geir Kedushin, as we learned the limud of Yatsa V'Haisa, and therefore, according to Tanakama, not only could a father accept Kedushin for a Naira, but the Naira herself could accept Kedushin on behalf of herself. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only one that could be Makabal Kedushin for a Naira is the father and not the Naira herself. And Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rish Lakish, he says, machlekes the Gerushin, that the only time we have machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is only with the Geir Gerushin, Aval Kedushin, but with the Geir Kedushin, that even in Tanakama agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the only one that could accept a Kedushin is her father and not the Naira. Gemara continued that certainly according to Reish Lakish, it makes sense that the same machlekes applies with the Geir Gerushin and Kedushin because we have the Pasuk of Yatzav Haisa. Certainly the Shita Rabbi Yehuda makes sense as well as he's not making a chilut between Gerushin and Kedushin. However, L'chayo, what's pshat according to Tanakama that there's a difference between Gerushin and Kedushin? And V'am Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yechla, Libid Rabbanon, what is the reason for the Shita Rabbi Yechla according to the Shita Rabbanon that there's a difference between Gerushin and Kedushin? And although the Tanakama holds been a Geir Gerushin that a Naira could accept her own get, however he holds that Kedushin could only be accepted by the father and not by the daughter, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina explains Gerushin the Machneses Atzmul Rishus Aviyah Bein Hi Bein Aviyah, that it makes sense been a Geir get, then once she's accepting the get, then she goes back to the Rishus of her father as she's still a Naira and not a Gdaila. Therefore it makes sense that we would give the father the power that he could get his daughter back into his rishus, and we allow her to accept her get, and this way she'll go back to the father's rishus. As Rashi states, Aminon davia nami nichleish to kabalhi v'havigita, that certainly a father would want her to be able to accept her get, and therefore by her accepting the get, it would be a valid get. However, kedushin amafkas aspem rishus avia avia v'loi de lemaisa ben gei kedushin. When she accepts kedushin, she is pulling herself out of the father's rishus, and at this point, her father can no longer be made for an adarim by himself, and he has to come on to the husband as well. And in addition, at this point, by having kedushin, it's the first step towards nesuyin, and therefore, certainly, it's a step towards releasing her from his rishus. As once she gets married, she certainly goes out of his rishus legamri. And therefore, the stumma is that a father would not want his daughter, that's a naira, to have a right to go and be mekabel her own kedushin. As in this way, it's minimizing his rights, and he's forfeiting some of his original rights. And that's why, although the Tanakama hold that a naira could accept her own get, however, a naira cannot accept her own kedushin. And the Tanakama therefore agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a naira cannot accept her own kedushin. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on the Shita Rabbi Yechon, who holds that the Tanakama states that in the gay kedushin only her father could accept kedushin and not the naira. And the Gemara asks very maimah the lemaisa we find in the gay kedushin maimah, which is referring to a case where Reuben was married to Rachel and then Reuben died without having children, and therefore Rachel becomes shemeres yavam to Reuben's brothers. And if one of the brothers want to reserve Rachel and want to do Yibum with Rachel, he can decide to do Maimo, which is a Kedushin Rabbanon. This way, only that brother could do Yibum with Rachel. If at a later point he decides that he doesn't want to do Yibum, he must at that point give her a get that would counteract the Maimo they did, which was a Kedushin Rabbanon. And he would also have to do Chalitza because Lemaisa, she's a Shemer Siavam. And Midraisa, the only way that she'll be able to go and get married to anyone else, Minashok, is only if she receives Chalitza or does Yibum. Lemaisa, the Gemara states, Mafkas Atzmon Rishus Avia, that if there's a Naira who was married to Reuven and then Reuven died and Rachel was still a Naira, so at that point her father really has the right to give her over to any of the brothers. But once one of the brothers goes and does Maima, so at this point her father is limited. He no longer has the ability to choose which of the brothers he wants her to do Yibum with. And the only one that can do Yibum at this point is the brother who did Maima. And Vitanya, we learned to the Braisa, and we continue on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, Ktanu Mina Irisin Ein Elisa B'Maima El Midas Avia, that if there's a Ktana who becomes a Shemeres Yavam because her husband died without having children and she was only an Arusa, and therefore she was still in the Rishus of her father as long as she did not yet have Nisuyin, so the only way one of the brothers will be able to do Maim with her is only through her father, as her father has full rights to this Ktana. However, Naira Bein Midas Atzma Bein Midas Avia, if there's a Naira who becomes a Shemeres Yavam while she's an Arusa, and even though by accepting Maima she's actually going away from the father's Rishus, as at this point the father loses ability to give her over to any of the other brothers with Yibum, and even so, the Brisa states that either she or her father could accept Maima from one of the brothers. And as Rashi explains, this is a question of Rabbi Yechon, because Almo Hechad Mafkas Atma Mishus Av Kaimi Nami Rabbanim Lemosayu, that even though over here she's also releasing herself from the Rishus of the father by accepting Maima, she still has the right to accept Maima according to Rabbanon. And we see that Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda are even chalup in the Gei Kedushin. Lemaisa, the Gemara in parentheses states Mash Inkim Pekedushin, and this is actually part of the Brisa, but the Gemara will actually only bring this part of the Brisa a bit later, and it's it's clear that we're not goyris at this point of the Gemara, and the Gemara therefore explains that the machlekes between Rabbi Echon Reish Lakish and the explanation as to the sheet of the Tanakhama, the feeder words Rabbi Echon, is differently than we originally thought. Ali Itma, Hachi Itma, the correct understanding is as follows, that on Rabbi Yisrael Chinna, Rabbi Yisrael Chinna stated, my time with Rabbi Echon, Ali with Rabban, what is Pshat that Rabbi Echon holds that according to Rabbanon, although a Nair can accept her own get, but a Nair cannot accept her own Kedushin, and only a father could accept Kedushin, and the Tanakhama agrees to Rabbi Huda, Benegei Kedushin, and he explains, Kedushin and Medaita via Vlohi, that Benegei Kedushin, since Kedushin has to be done through the Das of the Makna, therefore the Torah only gave the rights to one person, and the father has a right to accept her Kedushin, but she doesn't have those rights, and Gerushin Bal Kocha, Beini, Bein Aviyah, but since Gerushin is done Bal Kocha, therefore the father doesn't have any specific right, as her husband can deliver a get Bal Kocha of the father or of the daughter, and as Rashi says, the Malon Lodaitoi Kimikabale Iu Nami Al Kochehu, and therefore it doesn't make sense that Terry would say that it specifically has to be done by the father and not by the Naira. Therefore, the only time Tanakama argues on Rabbi Huda is only Bidagea Gerushin, and he says that the Naira could accept her own get. However, Bidagea Kedushin, he agrees to Rabbi Huda that only the father has the power to accept Kedushin. And the Gemara at this point goes back to explain the Braisa Bidagea Maima, Hari Maima de Bidaita Victoni Bain Hiu Bain Avia, the Maisa Bidagea Maima, we stated that even though Maima is similar to Kedushin, and therefore it has to be done with the Das of the Makna, and even so we said that either she or her father could accept Maima, and Lachari, even according to this Svara of Yesu Mechina, the same question should apply. How could it be that Naira will be able to accept her own Maima? The Gemara answers that in Chanami, if the only way to perform Maima is only Midaita, then certainly your question is valid. However, the Gemara explains, Hasab and Maima to Bal Kocha, that we're going according to the sheet that holds that Maima could be done even Bal Kocha, the Rebbe, and it's going like the sheet of Rebbe, the Tanya is willing to the Braisa, Ha'isim Maima Bivimti, Shlemi Daita, if one of the brothers goes and does Maima in his Yavama, and he does so Shlemi Daita, Rabbi Aima Kaina, Rabbi says it's a valid Maima, Vicham Aim Lekana, the Chum say you're not going to be Kaina, as Maima has to be done, Midaita. The Braisa continued, my time with Rabbi, that what is Pshan Rabbi they hold, that if you do Maima Bakocha, that it would be valid, is because Gavim Bia de Yavama, he learns it out from the Din of Bia by Yavama, and as the Gemara explains, Ma Bia de Yavama Bakocha, that just like Benegay to Bia of Yavama, certainly we know that that could be done Bakocha, and as the Gemara Masech Zivamas and Avches learns from the Pasuk of Vimma that the Yibum can be done Bal Kocha, therefore Avachinami Bal Kocha, therefore Maima, which is a beginning of Yibum, can be done Bal Kocha as well, and there's no requirement to have the Das of the Makna, since there is no requirement for the Naira or for her father, Benegay Maima, therefore there is no power of the father that is more than the daughter, just like Benegay Gerishin, that both her father and she could be Makabal Aget, therefore Benegay Maima, both her father as well as the Naira could accept Maima from one of the brothers. The Gemara continues, Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan argue on Rabbi, and they say that Maima could only be done Midaita as Yafinim Kedushin. They learned that Maima from the standard case of Kedushin, and Ma Kedushin Midaita, just like Benegay regular Kedushin, we need Dasa Makla, Afachunami de Midaita, also Benegay Maima, there's a requirement to have Maima only Midaita. Gemara explains this further, but Maika Mifli, what is Machlikis between Rabbi and Rabbanan based on? That Rabbi Sava, Mili de Yavam, Yavam, Havle Lamelev, Rabbi holds that it's better to learn the Din of Maima from the Din of Yibam, and Rabbanan Savri, Kedushin Mekedushin, Havle Lamelev, it's better to learn a Din of Kedushin from a Din of Kedushin, since Kedushin has to be done Midaita, therefore Maima also has to be done Midaita. The Gemara continues and now states that actually from this Braisa, it's actually going to be more Mukach like Rabbi Echon and not like Reish Lakish, because Hachinam Mistavra can do Mkama Tarets Rabbi Echon, and Lachur, it makes sense that Dafka Benegea Maima, that the Din is that both she or father could accept Maima, and Benegea Kedushin, that is not the case, Midatani Sefer, because the Sefer that Braisa actually states, Masha Inkim Pekedushin, that Benegea Kedushin, the Din is that only a father could accept Kedushin for a Naira, and a Naira cannot accept her own Kedushin. This works out perfectly according to the Shita Rabbanan, that it's only Benegea Maima, that the Din is that she could accept her own Maima, as this is done by Kocha, and therefore it's similar to Gerushin. However, Benegea Kedushin, since it's only done Midaita, therefore only her father could accept Kedushin and not her. And before we continue, let's point out at top Taisis, where Taisis points out that Lachar in the Braisa we stated that by Tanam and Eirisin in Oisma Maima El Midasavia, by Naira Bei Midas Atzman Bei Midasavia, and Lachar at this point in the Gemara that was saying that this Braisa is going according to Rebbe, and Maima could even be done Bal Kocha, and you don't need the Das of a father or the Das of the Naira, so why does the Braisa use a Lashon Das? Taisis answers, Veish Lemon, the Hachi Kama, Tzarch Leidia La Oilavia, Ba'akin Yikachet Bal Kocha, that in Chanami there's no need for them to agree to have Maima. However, you have to tell either her or her father, once you idea them that you're going to give them Kedushin and you're going to go do Maima, then you could go and do Maima, even Bal Kocha. The Gemara continues that Yisan Reish Lakish, El call name a tevet tufta reish lakish, the lechayr from this brisa, it should actually be a tufta to reish lakish, since the brisa states, masha ain't came be kedushin, that be negay kedushin, that only a father could accept her kedushin, and a nair cannot accept her kedushin. We see the rabbanim do not argue on Rabbi Yehuda, be negay kedushin. They agree with Rabbi Yehuda that be negay kedushin, only a father could accept kedushin, and a nair cannot accept her own kedushin. The Gemara answers, amalach reish lakish, reish lakish will respond, hamani Rabbi Yehudi, that this brisa is going according to the Roshita Rabbi Yehuda, the Oma in shtei yadayim zeiches gachas, that he always holds that bein by gerushin and bein by kedushin, that only the father could accept her gerushin or kedushin, and therefore when the brisa says masha inkin bekedushin, it's going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda. And keep in mind that the Gemara in a moment will ask that lechayr, if it's going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, why would it be that a naira could accept maima even though she can't accept kedushin or gerushin? The Gemara will get back to this point in a moment. The Gemara continues, e Rabbi Yehuda, if this brisa is going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, why did the brisa specify masha inkin bekedushin, that this din is not to the din b'degei kedushin, and b'degei kedushin only a father could accept kedushin, but a nair cannot accept her own kedushin? L'chir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda b'negei kedushin, so then the major chiddush of the brisa should be that mash inkem begerushin, that b'degei gerushin Rabbi Yehuda holds that only a father could accept her get, and she cannot accept her own get, and therefore mash inkem begerushin b'bayle. The Gemara answers inachanami that it's true that that would have been a greater chiddush, but I did a ton of maima the dami l'kedushin, that since the brisa is discussing maima in the reisha, which is similar to kedushin, tananami mash inkem bekedushin, and therefore in the sefer we stick to discussing the din of kedushin, and we stated that b'negei kedushin Rabbi Yehuda would state that only the father could accept her kedushin, and a naira could not accept her kedushin. Gemara now continues and asks the question that we mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda maishna maima, that l'chayr if we're going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, so why should it be that b'negei maima or naira could accept maima, if l'chayr just like we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a naira cannot accept her get and cannot accept her kedushin, therefore why should it be that a naira can all of a sudden accept maima? Rashi and Taisis both explain that the Gemara's question is that l'chayr you can't tell me that the chilah between gerushin and maima is that maima is done bal kocha, as l'maisa gerushin is also bal kocha, and even so Rabbi Yehuda argues in Tanakama and he says that naira cannot accept her get, and therefore why should it be that Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden would agree in this brisa and a naira can accept maima, ayin and Taisis as well as in Rashi? And the Gemara answers hayel v'skuka v'medes, that the reason why a naira could accept maima is because she's already a shemeres yavam and she's attached and there is zika to the yavam and to the brother, and therefore since there's some connection, therefore as Rashi said l'fikach teifis ba b'chaldu, and therefore maima could even work even with a shvacha kinyan, therefore even a naira could accept maima from one of the brothers. And the Gemara continues hashad asalachi, now that we had to come onto this chol but to give maima in any case, and we had to say that hol v'skuka v'medes, then Rabbi Yechon Nami l'tikshu l'chamei kara as shani maima hol v'skuka v'medes, that even according to the first svarad Rabbi Yechon wanted to say in Rabbi Yechon, the reason why the Tanakama only argues on Rabbi Yehuda but the gay gerushin is because machneses atzma l'shusavia, and therefore bein hi or bein avia, but kedusha the mafkes atzma l'shusavia. Therefore, the Tanakama agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the only one that could be mekabel kedushin is only a father and not the naira. And the Gemara asks from Maima, even though she's being mafki herself from the reshus of the father, and still the brisa stated that a naira could accept Maima. Based on this question, the Gemara therefore said aliyitma hachiyitma, and the Gemara explained the shita Rabbi Yehuda differently. But now that we just said the teretz that in the game maima, that's easier to do maima since you already zakuka by medes, therefore it's now possible to explain the open gay kedushin. Rabbi Yechon says the Tanakama does not argue Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees that since kedushin is mafkasa atma mishusavia, therefore only a father could be mekadosh and naira, and the naira cannot accept kedushin for herself. However, in the game maima, since she's already zakuka by medes, therefore even though it's true that it's mafkasa atma mishusavia, but even so she could still accept maima, and therefore there's a major chilah between maima and kedushin, as we had to explain in any case the few Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues and asks a question of Reish Lakish. Now we learned in our Mishnah, ha'ish mekadosh bita k'shi naira b'yu v'shluchai, that a man can be mekadosh his daughter while she's a naira, either by himself or through a shliach. And the Gemara's medayit b'yu v'shluchai in, b'yu v'shluchai loy, the only way that a naira could be mekudeshes is only through her father and not by herself. Therefore the Gemara asks, t'yuf to the Reish Lakish l'chayr, this should be a shaylon Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan hold that there is no chil between gerushin and kedushin, and even by kedushin, a naira could accept her own kedushin, and therefore the Mishnah said her ish mekadosh b'bita k'shi naira b'yu v'shluchai, and an isha could be mekadosh herself while she's a naira b'yu v'shlucha. And the Gemara answers, amalach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish will respond, hanami Rabbi Yehudi, that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, in chenami, a naira could only be mekudeshes through her father, and she can't accept her own kedushin. The Gemara continues, and yes, umi matzis muksmalach Rabbi Yehuda, that how would Reish Lakish be able to say that our Mishnah daf mem alef and alef is going according according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Vaktani Sefer, but in the next Mishnah, we say Jadaf Mem Vavva Men Aleph, which is a continuation of the prior Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Ha'imul Isha Iskat Shili B'Tamarizu, that if Reuven says to Rachel that I want to be Mekadosh you with this date, then gave her another date, and he said, Iskat Shili B'Zu, that I want to be Mekadosh you with this date, and Yesh Ba'ach Ben Sharaputa Mekudeshes, Vilnav Ein Mekudeshes, then we look at each statement as its own statement, and therefore, if one of the dates are a Sharaputa, then the Kedusha would be Chal, but if neither one was a Sharaputa, then we don't combine the dates, and now they're considered Sharaputa, as the Maisi made two separate statements, and the only way the Kedusha would be valid is if one of the dates was valued at least a Sharaputa. And from the Mishnah it's Muchach that if Reuven would have said to Rachel, Hiskachli Bezu U Bezu, then the dates would be Mitztarif, and as long as they would both be a combined Puta, then it would be a valid Kedusha. And the Gemara over there stated, Verminon, Mantano, Hiskachi, Hiskachi, that who's the Tana that required that he had to say the words Hiskachi twice in order to keep them as separate statements, but if he didn't say the Lashon Hiskachi, even if he said Bezu Bezu, it's considered a combined statement, and we consider it as if he wants to be Makadisha with all the Tamarim, as long as between all of the combined Tamarim there is a Sharaputa, then it will be a valid Kedushin. And V'amar Rabban, Rabba stated, Rab Shimdi, that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav is going according to the Shita Rab Shimon, and this Shita of Rab Shimon is taught to us by Negeir Din of Shavuos HaPekadin and by Negeir Din of Asham Gzelas. As we know, if Shimon is mafkid something by Reuven, and now Reuven is Shem Echinam, and then Shimon comes to Reuven and demands his item, and Reuven says, I don't have it, I never got it from you, the Torah requires Reuven to make a Shvuah, and if Reuven makes a Shvuah and then we find out that Reuven lied, then of course Reuven is chayiv to pay back the original money, and he has to add on a chaymish, and he also has to bring a carbon called an Asham Gzelas. In Masechta Shvuos we discuss when is the point that a person would be chayiv to bring more than one Asham Gzelas, and Rab Shimon says at Shiyem Shvuah L'chol Echad, the only time that we look at each of Reuven's Shvuos as separate and distinct Shvuos, and therefore he'd be chayiv more than one Asham Gzelas, only if Reuven used a Lashon Shvuah to each one of these people that demand the Pekadim from him. And for example, if Reuven would say to Shimon, Shvuah She'in L'cha B'yadi, then turns to Levi and he says, Shvuah She'in L'cha B'yadi, and he says to Yehuda, Shvuah She'in L'cha B'yadi, etc. So in that case, he'd be chayiv more than one Asham Gzelas. However, if Reuven turns to Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisach, and Zvulun, and he says, Shvuah She'in L'cha B'yadi, Loi L'cha V'loi L'cha, then we don't consider them as separate Shvuahs, and we consider them one combined Shvuah, and therefore Reuven would only be chayiv one Asham Gzelas, and that is similar to the case on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that the only time we consider it as two separate acts of Kedushin is only once Reuven used the Lashon Kedushin by both acts of giving the Tamar, and he stated Hiskachli B'Tamar Zu, and he also said Hiskachli B'Zu, but if he would have said Hiskachli B'Tamar Zu, U B'Zu, U B'Zu, then it would be considered one act, as long as the combined value between all the Tamarim would be more than a Sharputa, then it would be a valid Kedushin. Therefore, the Gemara asks to Reish Lakish that since we see that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph is going like Yeshita Rab Shimon, therefore the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph must be going like the Shita Rab Shimon and not like Rabbi Yehuda. And L'chayr, since the only man da'amela holds that a Naira could be Mekadosh herself and could accept her own Kedushin is only Rabbi Yehuda, therefore if the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda and it's going like Rabbi Shimon, we see that the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that in the case of Kedushin, only her father could accept Kedushin for her and a Naira cannot accept Kedushin for herself. And therefore L'chayr, our Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph should be a Tiyufta to Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues, V'chitema kul Rabbi Yehuda over Prati Savla Rabbi Shimon. And if we will say that the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Aleph, even though it's going like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon, Umi Savla, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Shita Rabbi Shimon? And the only way that you have separate statements is only once you say Hiskachi twice, but Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Mesef Leshvuas, Zah Klal, Klal Inu Chayev Al Achas, Prat Chayev Al Kolachas V'Achas, Divra Meir, Divra Meir holds that when you have a general statement, then you're only going to be Chayev one carbon, however, once you make more specific statements, then you're going to be chayiv a carbon for each individual statement. And the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos explains exactly what Rameya refers to as a klal and what it refers to as a prat. And as Rashi states, it was Shavuos Mefarish, Ezu Klal Shel Rameya Upratai, and we won't discuss it in our sugya, as this is not the topic of our sugya. Rabbi Yehuda, Imes Shavuah, Loi Lecha, Loi Lecha, Loi Lecha, chayiv a kol achas v'achas, that once Reuven makes a Shavuah to Shimon, to Levi and Yehuda, and he says, Loi Lecha, Loi Lecha, Loi Lecha, that even though he didn't say the term Shavuah to each one, he will still be chayiv a separate carbon, as Lemaisa he made a separate statement to each person, and therefore he's chayiv a carbon for each statement. And Rabbi Leza, I mean, Rabbi Leza argues, and he states, Loi lecha, loi lecha, loi lecha, v'loi lecha shvuah, chayiv al kalachas v'achas, that the only time that he'd be chayiv al kalachas v'achas is only if he said the lashon shvuah at the end of his statement, and then we look at it as if he made separate shvuahs to each individual, and therefore he'd be chayiv multiple Hashem gzeilos. However, we said the Lashon Shvu at the beginning, then we look at it as one combined statement. Reuven would still only be Chayiv for one Hasham Gzeilus, and Rav Shimon stated, as we mentioned before, the only time you'd be Chayiv multiple Kabbanis is only if you said a Lashon Shvu to each individual, and if you only said or you said that would not be enough to require you to bring multiple Hasham Gzeilus. And Lamaisa, clearly in this Brisa, we see Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon are chalik with each other, and therefore it's impossible to say that our Mishnah Daf Mem Alef Mem Alef is going with Rabbi Huda, and the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Mem Alef, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon, as certainly we see in the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos that Rabbi Huda does not agree with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Gemara continues that Lamaisa, the Mishnah Daf Mem Alef Mem Alef is not a question of Reish Lakish, because Elakula Rabbi Shimon, really we could say that our Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Mem Alef is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, with Vishlicha Savlak Rabbi Huda, and Bidagay the Mishnah Daf Mem Alef Mem Alef, he holds like Rabbi Huda. He holds that the only one that could be Mekadosh in Naira is only a father and not the Naira herself. In the Chanami, the Tanakam and Rabbanon would argue on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Alef Mem Alef. They would hold that not only can a father be Mekadosh his daughter that's a Naira, but the Naira herself could be Mekadosh herself. Keep in mind that this Teretz of the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, is a bit of a Deichik, as L'chira, we always thought that there's a Machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda, and now we see that the Machlekes is between Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Shimon would agree to Rabbi Huda. Definitely that doesn't seem like the pashas of the sugya. And before we continue, let's just point out that we learned the machlekes between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar based on the gears that we have in our Gemara. And Rabbi Huda stated shvua loy l'cha, loy l'cha, chayev kolachas v'achas. There was no vavachiba being used, and he didn't say loy l'cha v'loy l'cha. And this is the gears of Rashi. And if you would actually say loy l'cha v'loy l'cha, and it would be vavachiba, then we would say vav meisav al inyan rishon, and we consider as if there's one shvua, and therefore you only bring one Hasham Gzeilus. And when Taisus brings a gears of Rabbi Yantam, the Adirab, by the fact he uses a vav, it's mashbi splitting the shvuas, and therefore he'd be chayim multiple Hasham Gzeilus. However, if he doesn't use a vav, then it's mashbi he's making only one shvua, and therefore he'd only be chayim one Hasham Gzeilus, ayin in Taisus. And the Gemara continues and will actually come out that we pass on Rabbi Yechlon. So Rabbi Asi loy all obey Medrasha. Rabbi Asi did not go to the base Medrash, Ashkel Rabbi Zira, and he met Rabbi Zira. Amalei, so Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zira, my Omer into Beit Medrasha, what were they speaking about in the base Medrash today? Amalei, Rabbi Zira responded to Rabbi Asi, Afanolai Ayel, I also was not in the base Medrash, Rabbi Oven who the Ayel, however, Rabbi Oven was in the base Medrash, for Omer Chavusa Kula Krabbechon, that he said that everyone got together and they passing like Krabbechon, and they passing that even the Tanakama agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that a Naira cannot accept her own Kedushin, and only her father could accept her Kedushin, and Reish Lakish was screaming like a crane. And he argued that that how could it be that Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yehuda with the gay kedushin if there's a comparison between the din of kedushin and the din of gerushin based on the din of Yatzav Haisa? Therefore, Reish Lakish held that just like the Tanakama argues Rabbi Yehuda with the gay get, and her father and his daughter that's Nair can accept a get, therefore with the gay kedushin the same din applies, and not only a father could accept kedushin for Nair, but she herself could accept her own kedushin. And Rav Ovin told me v'lekach da'ashchpe, and even though Reish Lakish was screaming that we should go based on the standard din of Yatzav Aisa, still no one listened to him, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon. And the Teish Riyah Zakat explains that certainly the Hekesh of Yatzav Aisa was not stated regarding this din, and certainly there's a major reason to be mechal between Gerushin and Kedushin. And as we explained before, the man lanu bezel ledasav hari ba'kocha megasha av kedushel inam elam b'daita hilkach avia v'loihi shuri mashetzarech daita calls machi naira hakol tolu b'dasav v'daita in a klum. And then Tish Ria Zakin gives another pshat inami leisvile shehe klal b'chol mokin the iskis yisir labaya. The bnei yeshiva argued Reish Lakish, and they felt that there's no reason that we always have to be makish yisir labaya elahechad itma v'hechad loy itma loy itma. And the only time we actually make the sekish is only when it was taught to us beforeish, and we have a kabbalah to be makish yitzir lavaya. But in our case where we don't have such a kabbalah, we would not be makish yitzir lavaya. The Gemara continues. So Amaleis, Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Oven Basamchayu, is Rabbi Oven someone that we could rely on? And when he heard something in the Beis Medrash, he came out and remembered exactly what they said, and he didn't mix up the shitas. Amaleis, so Rabbi Zira responded to Rabbi Asi in Kiminyam Tignehu. Then in this case, certainly you could rely on the Rabbi Oven. It was immediately after he came out of the Beis Medrash that he told me what happened. It was similar to the time frame from when someone takes a fish from the sea and he already fries it, and therefore it stays fresh, and certainly was fresh in his mind, and he wasn't mistaken as to what they stated in the base medrash, and as Rashi says, "Kesheilu dag min ayam v'machmas nesuda al or," the frying pan is already on the fire. L'sita b'techer b'shem l'tagloi, in order to fry it in oil. And Ayin Taisus brings a second shot at the bottom of Amid v'rach pirish the shtei mekayim same that yam and tigni were two separate places v'kreim zelze, and they were very close to each other. Klima ira the meshaker kahagavna. Then in this case, no one would lie as to what they heard in the base medrash. The kibin the makom karvu sava in meshaker asit neshachrine u'machishle hilkach le'meshaker, and therefore a person won't lie in this situation. Gemara continues. Amar Nach by Yitzhak and no loy Reb Oven Reb Chia v'loy Reb Oven Bar Kahana. That I'm not sure if this was Reb Oven Bar Chia or was Reb Oven Bar Kahana who told us that we passing Rabbi Yechon El Reb Oven Stam, but it was told to me as Reb Oven Stam. And l'may nafkamina, who cares if it was Reb Oven Bar Chia or Reb Oven Bar Kahana? And the Gemara explains l'mir midi day ad day, because we want to ask a stira on one member of Reb Oven to another member of Reb Oven. We can only do so if we know which Reb Oven it was. Before we continue, let's just point out Taisus Diba Maskel Tzavak Reish Lakish v'Yatzav Haisa, and Smashman that in all cases Reish Lakish wants to say that we have to be Makish Yitzias Lavaya. And Taisus points out that this is not necessarily true, as we know that according to Rabbanu Agar and Behuda, although we pointed out that both according to Rashi and Taisus, the get for a katana can be accepted by a father or by herself, but even Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Echran that we don't compare Kedushin to Gerishin B'negei Ketana, and a katana cannot accept her own Kedushin, as we mentioned beforehand. And therefore Taisus explains that Reish Lakish hold Mikol Melkim Yesh Lalo Lashvaisim B'chol Mas Shenuchal Miloshim V'yatzavaisa Im Kein Ein Lalo Mechalik Ben Kedush L'Gerishim B'nayra, then he Namid Mechalikin Yabit Tana Hayinu Meshum She'ein Lo Yad L'Kabal Kedushin, as over there it makes sense since she doesn't have a Yad to be Mechalik Kedushin. Avil Gabal Gita Yesh Lo Yad Kivin Shenisays. Therefore Reish Lakish holds that we're Mechalik between Gerishin and Kedushin B'negei Ketana. And the Gemara continues, Bayim Minei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav asked the following Shaila from Rav Nachman, and we continue on Daf Mem Dalam and Beis, that a coin through Rabbanon that hold that a Naira could be Mekabel her own get, the narrow mouth should toss a shlich lekabel gita miyad baila. So if a Naira decides not to accept her own get, but she wants to appoint the shlich to go and get her get from her husband, could she do so, or could she not appoint her shlich in order to be Mekabel her get? And Rav explains the Shaila, Kiyala via damya, Ike chotza via damya. Do we say that a Naira is considered like the hand of a father, or is it like the chutz of a father? Do we look at the naira as if she's like the hand of a father? Just like a father can appoint a shliach to accept a get, so therefore she could also appoint a shliach to accept a get for her. Or do we say that it's like the chutz of a father? And in order for it to get to bichal, it has to reach her hand, and she can't appoint a shliach. And certainly, as we pointed out when we began the sugya, that there's no question that even according to Rabbanan that hold that a naira could accept her get, that the Naira doesn't have her own power, and the only power that she has is only based on the power of a father. And the Gemara continues, that how can you say that Rava had the suffix and he even entertained that maybe it's considered like the chutz of a father, but as Rashi states that it can't be that mesufik shehei al-odim bendas teres chutzak shunia. Certainly if there's a person who's a bendas and who is awake, that certainly he can't have a din of a chutzah. And as the Gemara brings, but Rava himself said, kasav get, Reuven wrote a get for his wife Rachel, who was a gdolo, and his son Biad Avda, and he gave it to the hand of her Eved in order to effectuate this get. So then the din is Yashim Mishmata Hareiz a get, that if the Eved is sleeping and is also guarded by this woman, and as the Ritva points out, that the Eved also would have to be kafus, would have to be tied up, and the Eved is considered the chatzah of this woman, and therefore the get is valid. However, Neir, if the Eved is awake, then ain't a get, it's not considered a get. As Rashi states, to have a chatzah mishtamer, so dasa Eved atzmai, as now the chatzah is mishtamer to the das of the Eved, ve'in dermel chatzah gemur, and therefore it's not similar to a standard chutzah. The chisra boy chaser mishum the stam chutzah mishdameres al pia baidlim she gadur sava b'seach v'noyel. However, we hear since the Eved has his own das and he's awake, therefore you can't say it is considered like a chutzah. And as the Gemara explains, near my ina get the havel chutzah mishdameres shloy lo daita v'isak daita chutzah via damya. And if you're going to say that a woman that's a nayir that accepts a get is considered like the chutzah of a father, ki mata gitli yada nami loy tigarish, that even if she receives the get to her hand, she should not be considered divorced. The havel as at this point it's a chutzah mishtamer shloy l'dasaviyah, and therefore the get should not be chal. Based on this question, the Gemara explains there was no question to Rava that certainly when a woman that's a naira accepts a get, it's considered like she's accepting it based on being the yad of her father. Even so, and Rava still had the following shayla, do we say that she's mamish like the father's hand, and therefore just like the father could make a shliach, she could also appoint a shliach to accept a get? Or even though she's considered like the hand of the father and the get would be chal if she receives the get, she's still not mamish considered like the father, and she cannot go and appoint a shliach in order to accept her get on her behalf. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rav Nachman responded to Rava, Eina is a shliach, that Rachel, who is a knaira, cannot create a shliach in order to accept her get. And Lefi Tanakamo, either the father could accept her get by himself, or he could appoint a shliach, or knaira can accept her get, and she is like the yad of the father, and it would be a valid get, but she can't appoint a shliach in order to accept her get. And before we continue, let's point out that Elchera, quote Rav Nachman, who just taught us that although a knaira can accept her own get, but she can't appoint a shliach to accept her get for her. So Elchera, when the Gemara asked a question on Reish Lakish from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Alf Men Alf, stated Ish Mekadosh Bitek She Naira Bay Vishluchai, and the Gemara was Medayik Bay Vishlucha in Bal Vishlucha Loi. Then Elchera, the Gemara could have answered, really, our Mishnah is going like the Tanakama. Just like a naira could accept her get, a naira could also accept her kedushin. However, Lemaisa, she can't have her shliach be Mekabel Kedushin, and that's why a Mishnah specifically stated that the Ish Mekadosh Bitek She Naira Bay Vishluchai. The Mishnah specifically did not speak about the din, but the gate of naira herself, as in, although a naira can accept her own kedushin, but a shliach cannot accept kedushin for her v'tzarech beer. And our Gemara continues and asks a question of Nachman, who just stated that a naira cannot create a shliach in order to be mekabel a get. As Esvei, that we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Samach Hei that states, "Ktana Shomer is kabel l'giti." If a ktana tells the shliach to go and be mekabel a get for me, ain't a get at sheyagia get liyadai, then the get is not considered a valid get until the shliach brings the get to her. As even though the shliach cannot be her shliach, and as Rashi says, the in shliach is a cotton, as the ktana cannot create a shliach. However, l'maisa, once the husband gives the get to the shliach, so it's as if the husband appointed the shliach as a shliach l'ilacha, and therefore once the shliach brings the get to the ktana and she accepts the get, then she would be megureshes. Gemara now asks from the Mishnah on Rav Nachman, her naira raised a get, and the mashmais of the Mishnah is that it's only because she was a ktana and therefore she couldn't appoint the shliach to be a shliach. However, if she would be a naira, she would have the ability to appoint him as a shliach, and the shliach would be a valid shliach l'kabbalah, and once the shliach receives the get, it would be a valid get, and the husband would no longer be able to be chayzer. The Gemara answers, Hachem Ayaskinam b'she'in la'ad, the Inechanami, the Mishnah over there is discussing a case where the woman doesn't have a father, and that's why, although a ketana cannot appoint a shliach, but since this naira doesn't have a father, therefore, even though according to Rav Nachman, if she would have a father, she could not appoint a shliach. However, once she doesn't have a father, then she has her own power to accept a get, and therefore she could also appoint her own shliach. The Gemara continues that l'chayra, you can't tell us that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where there was not a father, because Hamid Tani Sefer, by the fact that the Sefer of that Mishnah states, Im Oma Avia, if her father stated, save a kabel get labiti, go and accept a get for my daughter, Im Ratzu Balachsa by Layachsa, so at that point, the shliach is considered shliach kabbalah, and therefore, once the husband gave the get to the shliach of the father, so if the husband wants to be chayza from the get, he can't be chayza, Michal de Reshim, the Eshla Avaskinan, and therefore it's mashmar that the entire Mishnah is talking about a scenario where there was a father, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the only time that you can't appoint a shliach is only by a ktana, but a naira would be able to appoint a shliach even though her father is still alive, and therefore she's only accepting her get based on being a yad of the father. And even so, a naira can't appoint a shliach even though she's only the yad of her father. And the Gemara answers the chasur mechsav achitani that we have to add in words to the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, and the way to learn that Mishnah is as follows: Tana shomer iskabel legiti. If there's a ktana that stated that I want a shliach to be mekabel my get for me, that in a get at shigia get liyada, then the get would not be valid until get reaches her hands, because a ktana cannot appoint a shliach, and the proper diuk is her naira raises a get, but if a naira appoints a shliach, then it would be a valid get immediately upon the shliach receiving the get from her husband, and v'med v'emurim b'she'in la'av, that this is only talking about a scenario where the naira did not have a father, and therefore the naira has a right to accept her own get, and therefore she also has the ability to appoint a shliach. And when the Mishnah continues, av yesh la'av, if the ktana or the naira have a father, v'omav v'yot, say v'kabel l'biti gita, writes a balachsa l'yachsa, certainly the father of a ktana or naira can accept a get for his daughter. In addition, even though the ktana and the naira cannot appoint a shliach, as a ktana can never appoint a shliach, as in l'shlichus l'katan, and although a naira can accept her get by herself, but l'maisa it's only based on being the yad of the father, and she can't appoint her own shliach. If the father goes and appoints a shliach, either to accept a get for a ktana or for a naira, then the get would be chal immediately, as he could appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. And once the husband delivers the get to the father's shliach l'kabbalah, the husband can no longer be chayza, and we will stop over here.